Ladies and gentlemen, this is Killer Cross. Please do not notify the police. Your signal has been interrupted. You are now listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Tuck your chin, please, sir. Thank you.
Wow, what a fantastic gift.
I realize the title of your show, Rock and Wrestling Local 420. And I'm going to take that idea and go extreme.
Alrighty then, this is Phil Nershey of the String Cheese Incident coming to you from up in the Windy Mountain. I'm here joining Cosmic Chris on the Rock and Wrestling Local 420.
This is the big ugly J.D. Bishop, and if you're not listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420, you must be stupid!
Hey dear radio buddies, it's me, Max Volume. You are listening to Rock and Wrestling and Local 420 with Cosmic Chris.
Hey, this is Chad of the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling Podcast. When you're done listening to my show, head on over and listen to the Rock and Wrestling Local 420, and I guarantee you will not be disappointed.
Hey, folks, I got a name for you, one of the greatest podcasts in podcasts alive today. They don't call you a great podcast. They call you Rock and Wrestling in Local 420. Beat it if you can.
Episode 169 of my podcast, Rock and Wrestling Local 420. You tune in here every week as I basically rant and rave about gossip, news, hearsay, innuendo, all sorts of stuff relating to rock and roll, professional wrestling / sports entertainment, and marijuana, and legalizations, and politics and stuff. Not a whole lot of politics, but, and I try not to talk about politics so much, but I do, and it's my bad. And I am going to start off by mentioning some stuff that I need to get off my chest this week. You know, I mean, I'm going to talk about music and wrestling and stuff, but this week has been a rough fucking week. And now I am not condemning all Trump supporters, all Republicans. It's both sides, Democrats, Republicans, you know, Trump, Biden, it's all the same shit. But, like I said, because I have friends that are Trump supporters that agree with me, so I'm only going to condemn the fuckers that stormed the fucking Capitol and actually killed a police officer. I think four people died. I think a lady died, one of the protester people died, and you know, and Michael Rappaport set out this tweet that I thought was nice. And he's like, you know, it's a shame that that lady died, but, you know, when you're committing crimes and doing bad shit might just happen. You never can tell. So, hey. And I just can't believe the ignorance. And some people say, oh, it's standing up for our rights and our government is, you know, is lying to us. Well, dude, we've known for 75 fucking years that our government is lying to us. Okay? You know, that's nothing new. But at the same, for the same token, that, you know, it's just, I'm so sick of this whole fucking QAnon deep state cabal movement now Not that I still don't pay attention, but it's just so fucked up. It's gotten so bad. And, you know, like a lot of these so-called protesters were like Blue Lives Matter people, you know, and now these Blue Lives Matter fucking rejects are now cop killers, you know, because I don't believe in any of this. Now, I'm going to say something that, you know, a lot of people can take so many different ways. You know, I am an All Lives Matter person. I believe all lives matter. Gay, straight, black, white, you know, whatever. And it's got so much right-wing connotation to it that it's stupid because the word is in the name, All Lives Matter. Not just Black Lives Matter, Mexican Lives Matter, Gay Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. And there's all this fucking bullshit about all this rhetoric, you know, involving it. So with that said, you know, if it had been Black Lives Matter people at Washington, there would have been a whole lot more deaths. You know, it would have been worse. And I saw one black person with a red hat, I'm assuming it's a MAGA hat, standing around like a token fucking black person in the midst of a bunch of white people. I did see another, it was a white person being interviewed, and they had, I think, a black girl next to her. It was two girls. One was white, one was black. And the black girl didn't say anything. She was just there with her white friend. So apparently there was some black people there, but Candace Owens sure as hell wasn't fucking there. Or if she was, she didn't make her, you know, self known. And these so-called black fucking Trump supporters. I don't know, dude. There's a lot of fucking Confederate flags. Not fucking. Pardon me. A lot of Confederate flags at this fucking rally. I didn't see a whole lot of black people. And I'm not saying there wasn't. But, dude, this pretty much is a predominantly white fucking mob. And they stormed the fucking Capitol. And this fucking idiot that has this, I used to subscribe to this channel, but then I just couldn't, I could not stand what the guy was saying. And I couldn't stand what a lot of these people are saying. Fucking Santa Surfing's another, man, that bitch is so fucking, she talks all nice and like, oh, no, yeah, yeah, yada, yada, yada. But the shit they say, and they are turning these Americans into just stupid-ass people that will believe anything they're told. And that's how our government is. I mean, we believe whatever we're told, but this is a whole new level because this is about them pointing out hypocrisy in the Dems and all the fucking leftists. So they're using manipulation. And like I said, sticking in nuggets of truth. There's no, I'm not saying they haven't, but embellishing most, and a lot of middle America is fucking stupid and will believe what they say. So if you spin it around now it looks like the Republicans and the Trump supporters and all of them are on the right, and Joe Biden's a pedophile that's drinking baby blood and all this stuff, and Hillary Clinton's fucking children's fucking group is harvesting kids for draconians and lizards and all sorts of shit. You know, like I said, I do believe there's aliens here and there's shit they're not telling us. I'm not saying there isn't. But it's so fucking far gone now with we don't know what the fuck that we're willing to believe anything again. And so they just start putting out all this fucking shit. And they go, and this guy, like, the reason I started saying is this Starseed Academy guy, this fucking Jacob, well, they say his name is Jacob Elledge or whatever. I can't even say the name right now. But when they put his name on the fucking news, it's Jacob C.H. something or other. You know, so it's like, dude, he's not even who he says he is. And it pisses me off because all these motherfuckers got a million fucking stupid motherfuckers following them. And they're just spouting out fucking stupid rhetoric. Now, like I said, I have friends that are Trump supporters. And the reason they're Trump supporters is because they're Republican pretty much. And actually, a lot of them don't get into the technology and stuff. So they don't see the whole deep state cabal. They don't see all the bullshit. They just think Trump's businessman and trying to do the right thing. And you know what? Maybe they're right. But some of these, my friends, they've never even heard of the deep state cabal. They have no idea what you're talking about. QAnon? What the fuck is that? And so that's why I'm not trying to alienate just because you're a Trump supporter. So my listeners just know I'm not attacking you because you like Trump. I still don't like him. I think he's a douchebag. But, you know, I'm just not trying to alienate my audience. And I know this still will. Because here's the other side of the coin. If you really condone what fucking happened there and just support that, then you are part of the problem. You need to just go and fucking, I'm not going to tell you to go kill yourselves because then I can be like, you know, liable. But, you know, just, you are part of the problem. And it's just scary with what's going on right now. And like I said, it's just showing that our democracy is getting, just like they're saying, yeah, our democracy is getting polluted, but it's always been, and this ain't making it better. And that's another thing. Trump had to come out in the beginning. He's like, I'll walk with you, da, 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 and then he was nowhere to be found. Meanwhile, Biden fucking comes out and says, dude, I urge you to come out and say something. Finally, he says, hey, you know, we love you. Thanks for the support. But we need you to go home and be peaceful. Now, check this out. When the fucking riots happened over George Floyd, it was like, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Now, when it's his supporters, hey, we just want everyone to go home and be peaceful, you know, and it's just complete fucking, this is why I don't like Trump, is because of the shit he says. So he makes the speech and then goes and tells somebody off camera, like, oh God, I can't believe I made that fucking speech, yada, yada, yada. Now I'm paraphrasing. But, you know, like, so it's obviously, we're seeing the stuff that he's in disingenuous. And now him and Pence aren't even fucking talking. So all the shit, now here's the stuff about the cabal that I'm like, oh my God. They've always said that he had stuff on Pence. And that's why Pence is going along with everything. I don't know what to believe. I don't care. I'm just saying, though, now all of a sudden Pence and Trump haven't talked since the day of the insurrection. Haven't even spoken. And so there's so much shit going on. I don't know, still don't know what to believe. Even if all the motherfuckers are right, and this whole cabal thing is real, and the baby blood and all this stuff, they went about this so wrong that it's just, on every level, it's just wrong, man. People got hurt. And, like, the guy with Starseed, this guy's famous for life now. And here's the thing, dude. I think it's fucking funny because, okay, I don't know the guy, so I'm not gonna say. But you know, now he's in. People are saying, "Oh, this is what happens when you cancel Burning Man." Like all the burners made memes and shit. It was fucking funny because he looked like a fucking idiot. He looked like a fucking Buffalo Bills fan. That's what he looked like. His face was painted, and there's all these fucking memes going around. And this guy's got a gig. If he gets off of this, he's got a gig at every fucking wherever he goes, Comic-Con, whatever, signing autographs for $5 a pop, the guy's going to make money just on that alone. I mean, he already had the fucking channel, which has been banned, you know, so you go look up Starseed Academy, it's fucking gone. And I was like, because there was a handful of them I was watching, and I was like, okay. And then some of it, I mean, at first I was like, wow, this is fucking interesting. Follow the facts, follow this, you know. And then you keep going down that rabbit hole, and then that's when the shit that's so unbelievable that it's like, okay, dude. And so it's turning people into a fucking cult. And that is scary as fuck. And I am just fucking appalled that anything like that could happen in my lifetime anyway. I mean, the 60s and all that civil rights that happened, but it was just like, damn, dude. I'm, for the first time in my life, I'm looking at the Capitol going, what the fuck, you know? And so, now I tell you, you know, my, now, so check this out. The same day, now this is going to wrap around and I'm going to go back. And then I'm going to keep go forward. Then I'm going to go back again because it's all coming to a head. So this happens. And I can't believe this shit's going down. So all these memes are going up about shit. And I have a few friends that have fallen down this rabbit hole. And I have other friends that don't want nothing to do with it, like I said, you know, and these aren't the Trump supporters I was talking about earlier. This is a bunch of friends that are just, like, not doing it, you know. And so I get a call from Reno's Secret Service, and I'm just like, what the fuck? I don't even have that many listeners, you know what I mean? I'm just like, what the fuck, dude? And they say, hey, do you know so-and-so? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, turns out my friend, who's fallen so far down the fucking rabbit hole, pisses the Secret Service off because the day before or the day prior to that, so the third or the fourth, because I think it happened on the 6th, so a couple days prior to insurrection, my buddy tweets out this stuff about kill Biden, kill Clinton. This, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see it. This is just what the guy tells me. And, you know, and this could be utter bullshit. I, you know, like, anybody could say this, right? So, first off, the name is in my phone, so worst case scenario, I could, if it's not legit, I can find out real quick. Or if it's legit, like, what the fuck? So I save the number, and so he tweeted out about this shit, and I'm just like, oh my fucking God. And so I'm talking to this guy, and I'm telling him, like, dude, you gotta understand, you know, is he gonna, you know, go shoot, what do you get, because my friend gave him my name and number basically to just tell him, hey, well, you just answer these questions. And, you know, because obviously he got scared, you know, even though he won't say that. He doesn't have the balls to say it. And so I'm just like, oh, fuck. And so I'm there like, hey, is your friend crazy? How is he? I go, well, we've been, ever since this pandemic, we've been following this QAnon thing, you know. And it's not just the QAnon. Like, I haven't even been paying so much attention to it. He, like, breathes by it. And I have other friends in Portland that are the same way, that are total hippie kids, fish kids, that are on this fucking, you know. So that's why I'm saying it is tearing brother against brother. And so I just say, hey, you know, like, da-da-da. And then he goes, well, hey, can I have your address? Because I said, yeah, no problem. And then when I said, he's like, oh, wow, that's just, I go, yeah, dude, he lives a few apartments away from me. You know, I'm like, you know, it's not. And they're like, oh, and so the Secret Service have my name now, probably because I talked about my podcast. And I was like, you know, because what I was trying to tell him was how this fucking shit started with the YouTube channels. And, you know, and, so that's whatever, you know, have a nice day. I mean, the guy couldn't have been more polite he said, yeah, I've heard about the QAnon, but I don't know. I'm not really, you know, familiar with it, you know, which is probably him either, you know, saying that he is because he, you know, he doesn't want to, or he might not be familiar with it. But the thing is, I digress. The phone call ends and I'm just like, yeah, dude, no, you know, don't worry about it. So that night my friend comes over and I'm just like, dude, what the fuck, you know? And, so the memes start coming in, right? My friend goes home, no big deal. And then I share this meme. It's the kid, the little kid with the 80s poof, you know, hair poof with the boomerang from Road Warrior. You know, the guy that likes, the kid that likes the music box that Mad Max is fucking, you know. And it shows a picture of him. And then it shows a picture of fucking Jacob Genji or whatever the fuck his name is. Alan Genji or whatever. And then it says, oh yeah, the kid from Road Warrior, he grew up. Okay. So I just thought that was fucking funny. I'm like, ah. And so I share this fucking meme. Now, I don't want to get too into detail because I'm not trying. I don't know the guy that I said. But anyway, the next morning, I wake up to my friend fucking blasting the meme on fucking, Facebook. Like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, you don't even know who that guy is, dude. He's the Starship, you know, Academy. I bought his book for $19.99. Just all this fucking stuff. And I'm like, I know who he is. I'm not an idiot. And then he starts like, you didn't fucking know until I told you about Starseed. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I never denied that, you know. Fucking, and I tend to notice, you know, after this phone call of him just like, because I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you? I call him. And he's like, da, 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 da. And he fucking hangs up. And so I notice the fucking, the guy whose name it is. And it's this fucking Native American guy, dude, that's a photographer and shit like that. And, you know, I'm not friends with him. It's just, somehow that meme came up and said so-and-so said this meme. And I look, and he's got a bunch of fucking memes of this guy. It just sounds fucking, you know. And so my friend is an idiot because he sees so-and-so with this Native American name, right? And he thinks that they're all, that nobody knows who this guy is, that they're calling him this name. And I'm like, no, dude, that's just the guy who, I'm trying to tell him this and he won't listen to me. And it's just this fucking Native American guy that thinks it's fucking funny, making fun of the guy. And then fucking, because within 24 hours, people are looking for all these people. If you see these people, so, you know, it's all over the fucking, it's all over the world. Who cannot see it, you know? And so my friend thinks I'm fucking saying this guy is this guy. And it's some American name because he looks like a fucking idiot, like a, you know, Buffalo Bills fan. And I'm trying to tell him, no, that's just the guy who made the meme, dude. He just, and he just won't have it. We almost come to blows. And I'm just like, well, we haven't spoken since. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying we haven't hashed this out. I mean, serious, almost fighting blows. Guy I've known 25 years. And I'm just like, oh my God, fuck this. And I'm just having like the worst day. I have to take my fucking pills to calm my blood pressure. You know, I still haven't gone to work, so I don't start work till 3 p.m. And this is about 1 p.m. And just, I'm like, I cannot believe this just happened. And I'm equating all of this shit to the fucking thing. You know, and I just cannot believe this happened. And then the only thing that made it better is I go and I'm trying to pay a bill. So I go online and I notice there's like, my account says 25 Hunsky. And I'm like, what? And then I look and there's 1,800. So for me and my niece and nephew, the stimulus package came in. The first time I got a check. This time it went straight into my account. So I don't know. But instantly I start feeling better, you know. But it still, it's just that happened. And that's why I'm like, anyone who fucking is believing in this shit, get help. Seriously. Because they're going to keep it going. Both sides of it. You know, so like I said, I'm not bashing Trump. I'm not bashing Biden. I'm bashing Democrats and Republicans because they keep us fighting. So like I said, that part is true, but they've switched the tables now. And now they know they're reprogramming dumb people to think that this shit is fucking. And I'm like, dude, if this shit was real, where's the evidence? Everyone's all, there's all this evidence. Where? Let's fucking see it, dude. Because I am sick and tired of people saying, dude, well, there's all this voter, like all these votes were found and da 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 da. Okay, well, if these votes are found, how come they're not talking about it? How come that's when they're like, oh, well, you know, it's just the cabal fucking covering it. We can't. It's like, no, dude. If Trump had this shit, it would have been found. Just like the Biden fucking laptop, dude. If this thing was fucking real, shit would be going more down. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. Like I said, none of us really know. But it's starting to wear on personal friendships and stuff. With this pandemic, people don't know what to believe. You're either on that side or this side, and it's scary. And all I can say is we all need help right now. All of us, me included, you included, we need to heal. We need to find something and just come together. Hopefully Biden will be the fucking guy, and 2 years from now it'll be different and better. Because I'll tell you, if he doesn't change things, then it's just going to prove that fucking all this shit is fucking real. And, you know, I just, hey, you know, so, and if Trump would have won, it would have been the same thing. If 2 years from now we're in the same thing, then he, you know, so like I said, I'm not saying Trump or Biden because I don't know, but it's killing our society, man. And we all need to take a break and just chill and reassess. Because now, fucking, it's just so far gone. I never thought in my lifetime I'd ever see somebody storming the Capitol, let alone 5,000 motherfuckers. I mean, I know they had that shit in the Revolutionary War, but we didn't have, like, technology and know what we know now. You know, it was way different 300 years ago. You know, or 250 years ago, what have you. And that's why I'm saying, you know, it's just fucking weird, man. And like I said, you could support Trump all you want. You could support Biden you want. So I am not bashing people that support Trump. I'm not bashing people that support Biden. I'm not bashing Democrats or Republicans. Well, I guess I kind of am with that. But if you support what happens, I can't see how you can condone what the end result was. You know? And a lot of people are saying, hey, they're standing up. They're getting up. So you may be on the other fence. Even if you were thinking the other idea, you know, like standing up because there's voter fraud, and hey, maybe there is, you still can't justify the violence that it caused. And honestly, like, these people have got blood on their hands, man, and that's not fucking cool. And so, you know, like I said, I have to deal with my friend fucking, I'm glad that, you know, I didn't attract the Secret Service. But now the scary thing is, like, they're fucking going to listen to this. They know what fucking kind of, they're got, you know, if they are tracking everyone like they do, they got to fucking follow up on shit. They know what fucking, what you buy at the fucking Albertsons. They know what kind of porn you watch. They know, you know what I'm saying? So that's the scary thing. But at least I know that nothing I did warranted this. My dumbass friend warranted it because he's tweeting out stupid fucking death shit and towards the fucking president and shit. And you don't think that the Secret Service monitors social media? I mean, come on. Here's the other thing that pisses me off is that they knew. That's the thing. Oh, we were caught off guard. No, you weren't. They were, all these Starseed Academies and the Santa Surfing and all these motherfuckers, they all talk about this shit and say, hey, well, on March 6th, we'll all go down there. And, you know, so it's, dude, it's everywhere. It's rampant. If you pay attention to that shit, you knew that shit was going to go down. And they did nothing to stop it. And that's the scary thing. There were cops taking selfies with these motherfuckers. And some of these cops were good people too, you know. I'm not saying, but some of them probably did want this shit to happen, you know. Because then they're the other side. There's, like I said, good cops and bad cops, you know. So that's the irony of this, is, you know, and now Trump's looking at being the first president in history ever to get impeached twice, let alone in his first term, mind you. You know, like, they're talking about impeaching him. Well, this will come out after the fact, probably, but Monday morning, they're talking about fucking impeachment. You know, it took a fucking couple days for the last impeachment. You know, they're talking about Amendment 25 ousting his fucking ass, and he's only got 9 fucking more days. And it's just like, damn, dude, like, what does, because now he's conceded, okay, I just want to transfer, you know, because back to that speech he made, that's where he said that, in peaceful, like, whatever, and then he says, oh, I can't believe I said that. You know, that's the scary thing, is because now we still don't know what that motherfucker's doing, because he doesn't, you can't believe anything that comes out of this asshole's mouth, and so it's just scary. And hey, man, let's just fucking, please, just try and keep calm. See if we can make it through this, because I believe we can. I want concerts to come back. I want Burning Man to come back. I want all sorts. I want comedy clubs. I want to be able to go to a fucking movie theater again. I don't care if they're inoculating us or what, because aliens are coming, or if there really is a fucking disease and this is the vaccine. You know, because like I said, I'm not saying that none of that's true. I'm just saying, none of us know, because we're all caught in the middle. And, you know, the first responders need a lot of help right now. So when we get back to normal, I can go talk to my fucking counselor, you know, and not have to talk shit through Zoom. Because, like I said, I'm not good telling my fucking, you know, through a Zoom call. It's just, when we can go back to, that's what I told my counselor. I said, when you can go back and we can sit in a room and doctor-patient confidentiality, you know, then I will fucking talk to you. You know, if you want to still wear a mask, that's fine. I don't care. The new normal, I don't care. Whatever. But I'm just not going to fucking sit there through a Zoom fucking call and talk about my shit. That's just not how it works. I will sit in a fucking room and say, hey, this is what depresses me. This is why, you know, the suicide thoughts come in my head. And then, to be quite honest, I'll tell the world too, it's not so much suicide. It's more like It's a Wonderful Life, where he wishes he was never born and sees the world without him. You know, it's more kind of like that. Not really hurting myself or nothing, you know. God forbid, you know. And it's just, all of this, these emotions go through normal people's head. And so it's okay. We will get through this somehow. We will transcend and get through this. And so please stay calm, is all I can say. Stay fucking calm. We'll get through this. And we'll talk about some rock and roll for a few minutes, because I'm sure I talked about a half hour on that, and I really didn't want to. But hey, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, I had to get it off my chest. I couldn't fucking believe that this shit happened to me all this week. Like, what the fuck? You know, just so fucking... Because like I said, when the Secret Service called me, it was the same fucking day, like hours after the insurrection. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, so that's what threw me off, man. But I was just like, hey, you know. And it pissed me off that I defended my friend. And then the very next day, he gets mad because I shared the meme about the fucking Starseed Academy, dude. Because it's fucking funny. Like I said, I piss a lot of people off with memes. There's memes I find offensive, but I don't hold it against people for it. You know, like, it goes back to me when this whole thing started. Get over your fucking selves. You need a sense of humor. You need to laugh. We need to get back to normal. So with that said, let's talk some rock and roll and music and headlines and gossip and all sorts of cool stuff. So last week I had talked about Brian Wheat and his interview with Eddie Trunk. Well, he's got another interview with this guy from Metal Express Radio. And he talked to him, and he gave him a good 24-minute interview. It's actually really good. And he does says the same basic shit, but it's just kind of funny because he talks about Tommy Skiosh. And talks about this story of walking around New York on a dog collar and shit, you know. And, you know, basically about their friendship, which, you know, like he kind of considered him friends. But, you know, when he was voted out of the band, he was voted out unanimously. And, you know, and they say, well, hey, do you ever see Heaven? He's like, no, not really. But he also defended him, too. He's like, well, you know, hey, he may have said what he said about me, but I don't have no ill will towards him. And then he's like, and the guy had his good points. You know, he told him funny stories and shit. And then, you know, he kind of just pumped his book and talked about bulimia and anxiety and shit, which is another reason I wanted to talk about what I just talked about. You know, because anxiety issues are rampant these days. And so he just talked about his battles with autoimmune disease, anxiety issues, being kind of overweight, you know, and people shaming and stuff. And that's the thing. It's so weird. I mean, I thought I got shamed as a kid. Not because that's the thing. I'm overweight now, but I wasn't. I was a scrawny little muff. I was little. I was too little for stuff. And you know, like, I thought I got bullied as a kid, and now cyberbullying, that's fucking unreal about shit. And so, you know, he just talks about, you know, reading people's tweets and stuff and all that, and it's a pretty good interview. I enjoyed it. And then after that, I saw an interview for the Fred Minnick show. Anthrax guitarist Scott Ian was talking about, you know, he thinks that, you know, guitar-based music, you know, kind of got a bad rap from the late 90s and early on with pop music. And he feels like what's going on now is a lot of, like, the PMRC, you know, and all the shit that went down back then is just downplaying rock and roll. And so he's saying how he loves it now when he sees kids that want to play guitar because it makes them feel good, because it kind of got lost in the shuffle playing rock music, I think. Also, speaking of issues, you know, everyone knows that Sammy got to reconcile with Eddie before he died. Well, Michael Anthony talks about how he didn't get that, and it really sucks because Michael Anthony was his friend even before Sammy came along. He was, you know, the bass player of Van Halen through David Lee Roth and fucking Sammy Hagar and Gary Cherone, you know, and he just kind of, you know, it just sucks for him that he never got that. And, you know, it hurts and how he's been dealing with it. So, I mean, that's gotta hurt too, you know, like, there's things like that that go through my life where, you know, I had a friend die 20 years ago well, not 20, but 19 years ago. No, not really. Actually, it was, oh God, it was. It was like 21 years ago. Now that I think about it, it's the opposite way, because it was 2002. So, or 19. I mean 19. Yeah. And I owed this friend of mine a lot of money. And he died before I ever got to pay him. And I felt so bad, you know. And then, you know, I thought, you know, well, hey, it's our friendship. You know, that's what's more important. But to see when you don't reconcile, my point is, I digress. My point is that, you know, I know what it's like to go through and not reconcile. Like this other kid that ripped me off. And we never got to reconcile, you know. And his two of his friends that he did, and one is my other friend that, about the whole cabal thing, the guy that we blew up on a few days ago. But I got ripped off many years ago, and instantly one of them was like, because he's one of my best friends, was like, I can't believe I was a part of that. Yes, that we did this. And then this other friend who I didn't talk to for a long time, my friend with the Secret Service, he actually found me up in Portland years ago and paid me back and said, I'm sorry. And then this other guy, he died. And so I don't know if he would have ever come around, or he still was a douchebag, you know. And then with Mio and my friends. So, you know, I know what it's like when you don't get a chance to really say something to certain people that you cared about. So I can only hope that, you know, he gets his solace and what he needs. Because Michael Anthony's a great guy, man. And speaking of how a great guy he is, it is also 37 years ago, a couple of days ago, that Van Halen 1984 comes out. And the whole jump happens. And so, the release of Jump was just unreal, you know, and it was such a huge fucking moment in my life. I was nine years old. And, but yeah, you know, that was the biggest thing. I mean, Jump, Hot for Teacher, Panama, just, it was everywhere, dude. I mean, you know, they had hits before that, but it was so massive and so big, man. Oh, God, fucking Van Halen was so fucking huge. In other news, Ritchie Blackmore summons Baal, the pagan, B-A-A-L, the pagan god of war and fertility. And I'm just like reading this article. And Bob Daisley and Cozy Powell and Ritchie Blackmore and Dio did this Ouija board thing. And then I guess Dio kind of just went off and said, okay, whatever. And they summoned Baal, or I don't know how to pronounce his fucking name. Anyway, so in that time, the other two, Bob Daisley and Cozy Powell, start doing it again. And so the Ouija says, where's Blackmore? And right when that happens, apparently, some weird shit happens, and the door blasts open, and it's Ritchie Blackmore. And I'm just like, now with all the stories with Zeppelin, Purple, fucking Rainbow, Sabbath, you know, it's just like, wow. You know, you're hearing this, and it's Ritchie Blackmore talking about, like, oh yeah, this one time, what was I saying? Dio's dead now, and Cozy Powell is dead. So really, you only got Bob Daisley, who I believe is still alive, because it was Lee Kerslake that died. So I'm pretty sure Bob Daisley is still alive. And then Ritchie Blackmore, who probably don't even talk to each other, you know. And then even Bob Daisley, the other bass player that was with him for the long time in the Dio band and shit. Because he was also in, I think he replaced Bob Daisley. He was in Rainbow too. So, you know, you got so many of these people of this band that are dead. You know, they can't really say anything. And then this is on the news. I thought that was fucking hilarious because I just think it's cool that Rainbow fucking conjured up a demon. So up next, I wanted to talk about this also been this week and last week, you know, really, were the rememberings and passings of David Bowie, of, oh God, who, Lemmy had just died a couple weeks ago, and there was David Bowie and Neil Peart. Sorry, little stutter thing there. But Neil, I mean, it'd been so, like, this whole week, like I said, just riddled. Phil Lynott from fucking Thin Lizzy. I mean, just so much in the last few weeks. I mean, 2020 was one thing, but 2021 is starting off with a shitty bang. So we had, like, one or two days of actual, like, oh, wow, like, hell yeah, 2021, whoa! And then it goes back to being shit again. And so there's been a lot of remembrances, but we also lost again. We lost, who was I talking about? Marion Ramsey. She was born May 10th, 1947, and she died on the 7th, a couple days ago. And she played Hooks from Police Academy. And she was like, oh, yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da. Don't move, dirtbag! I mean, that girl. And, you know, so she was, I go 21 from 47. Had to have been in her set. Yeah, she got to be in her early 70s. So, yeah, you know, she'll be sadly missed. I mean, anyone from the Police Academy movies, I mean, you know, because we lost Tackleberry a few years ago. That one hurt, but yeah, dude, those movies were so fucking huge in the 80s, man. But yeah, just this whole week has been so rough. So much so that John Fogerty bids farewell to the Trump area with Weeping in the Promised Land, which is, I guess the name of the song is 25 years old. And he's been writing it for 25 years, and it wasn't until the last year happened where he finally put it together as a song, like a whole song. He's been working on it for 25 years, and this whole pandemic, Trump era, all this shit, it really is what tightened up the song. So he said it's been one of the hardest things he's ever had to write. And I haven't listened to it yet, but hey, I'm going to listen to it when I get a chance. But, you know, yeah, we've had so much loss this last year. Let's start off the new year with some new music about, you know, new things even. Now, like I said earlier, we got the remembering of the passing of David Bowie. And it says here that Corey Taylor is going to front this super group of Jane's Addiction and the Foo Fighters and I think somebody else for the David Bowie tribute thing. So I guess that just happened because it just, the David Bowie thing just happened. So I'm assuming it already happened, but that's pretty interesting. That ought to sound good. And finally, legendary music fan and naked hippie dancer, quotes Jesus, that's his name, dead at 72. William Gilletta, a.k.a. Jesus, was a familiar face at UK music festivals throughout the 70s and the 80s. I guess he would always get naked and dance. So if that's what he's famous for and he's 72, then, you know, hey, thank you for dancing naked at these festivals, man. And, yeah, man, you know what? Hey, with that said, let's take a quick pause for the cause, and I'll come back and try and do a shorter version of the wrestling segment, because I know this has got to be like 45 fucking minutes alone. I can't believe it. This is one of the longest fucking times I've talked before the commercial. See you when I get back.
Hey, this is Kevin Kleinrock from Masked Republic and the Keeping It 100 with Conan podcast, and you're listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Make sure you tune in every week.
Hey, it's Pat Kelly of the West Coast Wrestling Connection and the Golf Guys Radio Show, and you're listening to my buddy, Cosmic Chris, Rock and Wrestling Local 420.
So this is Greg Golden from the Greg Golden Band, Bizarre Guitar in Reno, Nevada, and you're listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Those guys rock.
Hey, folks, let me tell you about DDP Yoga. At a time in my life not so long ago, I was suffering from Hep C as well as diabetes and well over 300 pounds. And a friend of mine sent me a YouTube video of this man, Arthur Borman. He was a paratrooper that had been told he would never walk again without the use of crutches. He gave DDP yoga a try and is now one of DDP's leading success stories, as well as helping such people as Scott Hall, Chris Jericho, Gabriel Iglesias, Corey Taylor, Jake the Snake Roberts, Stevie Richards, and countless others. Diamond Dallas Page originally developed DDP yoga for athletes such as himself who had suffered years of injury due to high-impact sports. When he ruptured his L4 and L5 spinal discs during the height of his professional wrestling career, he was so desperate to keep his childhood dream alive that he was willing to try anything. So he tried yoga for the first time. I know firsthand the benefits that DDP yoga has to offer. Because Dallas had experience in many forms of fitness, he quickly learned how different yoga was from other traditional workouts. Soon he started mixing elements of yoga with his rehab as well as traditional workout principles. For almost a decade, he has refined his program and has become a master at teaching it to others. DDP has saved my life. I encourage you to buy the discs as I have. Go to ddpyoga.com or you can download the DDP Yoga Now app. You can do it anywhere you want. He has cooking segments, live daily workout segments. I encourage you to check it out. Start living a healthier life. And hey, this ain't your mama's yoga.
Hey everyone, this is Joe V, formerly of Pro Wrestling Uncut and the West Coast Wrestling Connection. You're listening to Rock and Wrestling with my man, Cosmic Chris.
Well, hey, we are back, and it is now Monday, January. That's my dog snoring. January 11th, and some shit's been going down over the last week. One of the things that I found out after I stopped recording last night, rock and roll and heavy metal have suffered a huge loss. As of Saturday evening, on the 9th, we lost Marsha Zazula. It's Marsha Z. Her and her husband, Johnny Z, started Megaforce Records, you know, which gave us Metallica, Overkill, Raven, Anthrax, Ace Frehley solo, like a bunch of fucking thrash and heavy metal. I mean, they are the reasons that thrash music came to the forefront. And she died at 68, and she will be missed. She is just a huge, huge name in the world of heavy metal, or anyone that loves heavy metal, or thrash, really. Not just heavy metal, but thrash metal in general. You know, I mean, man. I remember as a little kid just getting all the Megaforce stuff. You know, going to Recycled Records and buying all this bootleg stuff and all this stuff I could get, you know, like same thing with Rick Rubin, how, you know, Run DMC, Beastie Boys, Slayer, you know, it was the same thing. You know, I was getting Metallica, I was getting Anthrax and Overkill and learning about all this cool stuff as a kid. And she was the business side of that company. And it's just sad that we lost her. And she will be missed. Apparently, she had been battling, I believe, some sort of cancer. I don't think it's COVID-related or anything. Oh, lung cancer. I was listening to Eddie Trunk this morning, and he had said from the time he started working there that she was a smoker, and a heavy smoker, like a chain smoker. So, you know, my grandma died of emphysema. My godfather died of emphysema. So, you know, I can relate to people that smoke. I've smoked before. I'm not saying, you know, whatever, you know, if you want to smoke, smoke. But, you know, it's just, it's a serious thing that can really be your downfall. So, you know, let's get into a little bit of wrestling. I'm going to keep this one rather short. I'm only going to talk about a few things. First up, Jim Ross talks WWE possibly doing more love story angles and advocates for solo China WWE Hall of Fame induction. I agree with that for sure. She absolutely should be her own in the Hall of Fame. You know, the shit she did, you know, you can't undo it. Mike Bennett recalls how Vince McMahon reportedly felt about him in WWE. Basically, I read this, and he's just saying Vince McMahon absolutely had no faith in him. And as one of those guys, I could understand that when somebody, you know, has no faith in you, you know. And he says that his favorite time in wrestling was when he was in Impact, and he actually did something. Because he was in Impact before he went Ring of Honor, Impact, WWE, because his wife, Maria Kanellis, she was in NXT and WWE before all that. And I believe he might have even been in NXT or some sort. But either way, he went Ring of Honor, Impact into WWE, and now he's going back into Ring of Honor. But yeah, he says basically his favorite time in wrestling was his time in Impact. And I loved all that. The stuff he did with Ali and Braxton, the Blade, and his wife and stuff, that, and Chelsea Green, that, I, you know, that was great storyline. I loved that stuff. Let's see, what else? As I scroll down here, there's an interview that Tony Schiavone talks about writing with Pat Patterson and Vince McMahon. Let's see. Kurt Angle on why he didn't appear on the Raw Legends night. I read that too. Basically, he just says he has a prior engagement. I have no idea really what else. Let's see. The New Day Feel the Power podcast to honor Brody Lee. I guess they talk because they have a podcast called Feel the Power. And so, and Raven discusses why he had heat with Vince McMahon. And he's talked about that before. So, I mean, that's really nothing new. Let's see. Oh, there was something about Paul Heyman. Oh, apparently Paul Heyman might, I don't know. He talks about possibly being inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame, which I think he absolutely should be. I think Eric Bischoff should be in the Hall of Fame. I think Tony Schiavone should be in the WWE Hall of Fame. I think, you know, a lot of people should be in there. Not just wrestlers, but people that were prominent, you know. Definitely, if Jim Ross can be in there, why can't Tony Schiavone? Why can't, you know, Earl Hebner? You know, he's a referee, but still, he should be in the WWE Hall of Fame. And Paul Heyman and all those people, absolutely. Bruce Pritchard should be in the WWE Hall of Fame, as far as I'm concerned. So, let's see. Former WWE co-president George Berrios and Michelle Wilson launch a new campaign, apparently. One of the things I did, yeah, it says, Paul Heyman says pairing with Roman Reigns will be a Hall of Fame run. Okay. But there was something I just read about somehow Linda McMahon is linked to the march that Donald Trump led to the insurrection. And I just watched this video and I didn't see nothing about that. All she did is talk about small business, which is what she's the head of. So I really don't know. I don't know what the hell really happened. They've always been big fans of Donald Trump, so I don't know. And like I said earlier, I am not downing or trying to talk shit on Trump supporters. I'm just talking about all these fucking people that are supposed patriots that to me aren't. They're bringing down this fucking country. And, you know, I'm still paying attention to David Wilcock. I'm still paying attention to certain things. But I'm still forming my own opinion. And what I see is a fucking cult that's taking down this fucking country. I don't see a bunch of patriots. You know, until they prove that Biden is really the devil and the cabal exists, to me, it's just a bunch of horseshit. You know, until you say something, this supposed blackout happens and we will all be briefed on what really is going on, then I'm not buying any of this shit, because they keep saying, oh, this, oh, this, oh, this, and it still doesn't seem to be happening, you know, and it just, I don't know. I just cannot buy into it anymore. And it's sad because it's scaring me, because now I don't know. I don't know who to believe. I really don't. And it's scary. And I feel all of you guys, you know, it's just sad what's going on. And hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll really find out. After January 20th, we'll find out. Either Biden's going to be inaugurated or shit's going down. And at least if shit goes down, I want to see results. I don't want to see more bloodshed and nothing really come of it. You know, because people are getting hurt. This stuff has to stop. They're talking about armed protests being planned for all the capitals, all 50 state capitals, Carson City, Sacramento, Salem, Olympia, fucking, you know, all of them. And I'm just like, oh my fucking God. When will the civil unrest just fucking just stop? I want peace, man. I don't want to die in the next couple of years because of some nuclear war or World War III or some Revelations Wrath of God bullshit. I don't want Independence Day, the movie, to happen and aliens come down and try and eradicate us. I just want to live a decent life for my children and have my children live a decent life too. And that's all. So, hey, let's take another quick pause for the cause, and then I'll come back with my final segment.
Hey, this is Diana.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry about what?
My mom told me to call. I peed in your pool.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, well, who is this?
My name is Ed, and I'm sorry.
That's good to know, because we might need to do something with some chemicals. Okay?
I peed in your pool.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, we accept your apology. Can I put you on hold just for a moment?
Yay! No.
Okay.
It's okay?
Well, no, it's not okay. It's not okay to pee in our pool.
I couldn't help it. The water was warm.
The water was warm.
It
okay.
made me pee.
Oh, okay. But, Ed, are you a member here?
Yes.
Okay.
I peed in your pool.
Okay, can I hang on just a second?
I know.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna let you talk to Randy for a second.
This is Randy. Can I help you?
I peed in your pool. Why was she yelling at me?
Oh no, sir. She didn't mean to yell at you.
Yeah, she was yelling. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yay, it's okay. I've been in your pool. 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 Yay, I've been in your pool. I've been in your pool.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I hope you have a nice day. Have a nice day.
Yay.
Bye-bye.
Come on, baby, here we go. Come on, start here. Come on, baby. Okay, one more chance. I'm gonna make a go-kart out of you. Come on, here we go, start. Here we go. Come on, baby. Man, if you don't start up this time, I'm gonna cut off your dingo balls. Let's go. Here we go. Hey, there we go. Hey, come on, honey. Hey, la mama, go, baby. You can do it. Whoa, boy. Ay, cabrona. Chistosa de la chinga. Oh, mira.
Hey, man. Maybe we're out of gas or something.
Hey, man, I put in 59 cents in 2 days ago, man. We couldn't be out of gas, man.
Well, then maybe we're low on water.
Oh, man, listen. Anybody could see the batteries there. Listen, man.
Well, have you checked the air in the tires lately?
Oh, man. Hey, listen, man, when I get out, I want you to start, okay? When I tell you, okay?
All right.
Okay, man, start it up.
Oh, wow, man. I hit the horn by mistake.
I know, man. Watch what you're doing, man.
I'm sorry.
Okay. It looks like a spark plus wire is loose. Hey, wait a minute, man.
All right.
Hey, man! Hey, turn it off!
Huh?
Hey, turn it off, man!
What?
Turn it off!
Did you say turn it off?
Hey, man, yeah. Hey, man, look what you did to my hair, man!
Oh, wow. That looks kind of hip.
What? You almost killed me out there, man. Watch what you're doing.
Oh. All right.
Hey, look, man, we're going to have to push here, okay?
Okay.
You steer, man. I'll get behind and push.
All right.
Okay, hold on. Hey, man, you got the brake on?
What?
You got the brake on.
Just a minute. Yeah, the brake's on.
Well, turn it off, man!
Oh, all right.
Hey, man, don't cuss rolling the hill, man!
What?
Hey, put on the brakes!
What?
Put on the brakes,
put
man!
Put on the what?
Put on the... Good. No!
Did you say put on the brakes?
Man, look what you did to my car, man! Look at the hell I saw smashed in, man! The grill works messed up!
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I thought you said to take off the brakes.
Oh, man. Now how are we gonna push it back up, man? Hey, man, well, we need to find a gas station, man. Hey, old man. Hey, old vato. Hey, come over here, man.
How are you doing, boys? How are you doing?
Oh, good, man. Hey, man, where's our gas station, man?
Oh, having troubles, I see.
Yeah, man.
Well, I'm having a little trouble myself. Say, can you help a fella out with a dime or a quarter or something here?
Hey, man, we just want to find out where our gas station is. Yeah,
all
yeah,
I need is a dime.
We need to find a gas station.
Well,
man.
I'll tell you what. I'll wash your windows for you. How's that?
Hey, man, get away from my car. Hey, man, look on my windows.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Hey, man, look at what you put that mud on my
I'm
windows,
sorry,
man.
Sir.
Get
sorry,
out of
sir.
Here.
I'm sorry,
go
sir.
Go on, take off.
Right
go
on, brother, man. Tell the old funk dude, man. Don't let the dude be messing with your ride, man. Because, that's a bad shot you got there, man. What you been doing? Trying to customize the front, man? Nah. Hey, listen, man. Which one of you dudes want to buy this diamond ring? Now, I know a handsome looking as you is. Y'all got old ladies, man. Need a diamond ring. Look here. Only real diamonds cut glass, man. Hey, man, what are you doing, man?
Hey, bro, it's cool, man. It's cool. Look at here. Tell you what I'll do, man. I even throw in this 145 joule transistor radio. Look at here. Even gets AM.
All right, baby. That was Otis Elevator singing, baby. I had my ups and downs. All right, it's time to announce the winner of the Donny Osmond Lookalike Contest. And the winner is... Give me the paper, baby. Thank you, honey. All right, here we go. The winner is... Peotis Williams from George Washington Carver Junior High School. Right on, right on, right on. Can you hear me out there, Peotis? You know what y'all gonna win? Y'all gonna win a process, hey baby. So truck on down to Pearl's Process Parlor and pick up your free conch job. Right on. And to keep you looking fat and leatherish about the head, we got a year's supply, a lot of pomade, hey baby. And for all the itchy spots, we got your ice pick, hey. Now we're gonna listen to Eugene Church. Thank you, baby. Ah-ooh.
Hey, man, we don't need a radio, man. We need a gas station.
Hey, well, tell you what, brother. How about a watch, man? I know y'all ain't got a watch, because if you had a watch, you know it'd be nighttime. And nighttime ain't no time to be in this here neighborhood, man. So how about a watch? Hey, hippie, how about you? You want a watch?
Oh, no, thanks, man. I'm not into time.
Well, Dick, man, come on, man, I'll make a deal on this watch. You gotta buy it, man. It's a heavy watch.
Hey, man, we don't need a watch, man. We just need a... Hey, tell you what, man, why don't you help us push the car, man?
Push the car? Get your mama to push the car, bro. Hey, James, hold up, man. Hold up. See, man, you're...
Hey, man, what are we gonna do, man? We gotta get out of here, man. Hey, man, look at there's the cops, man. He asked them to give us a push.
All right. Hey! Hey, can you pigs give us a push?
Hey, man, don't say that, man.
Oh, far out, man. They're turning around.
I know, man. Here they come. Oh, no.
Will Pedro and man ever get out of this alive? Or will they be hassled by the police? And what about Mary Lou?
This is Impact Wrestling superstar Caleb Conley, member of the Cult of Lee, and you're listening to Cosmic Chris, the Rockin' Wrestling Local 420.
Hey, we are back for our final segment, and this is the segment where I do all the shout-outs and the thanks and all that stuff. So I just want to say in closing, no matter what happens with this, just let's try and stay positive, people. You know, we all got to go through this together, no matter what side you're on, you know, so that's the thing, you know, and I just want you to know that there is help out there. If you are suffering, get help. You know, you can always call someone or talk to someone. I don't care if you want to email me and, you know, send me your number or something. I'll give you a call straight up. You know, as long as you're not yanking my chain and you're a real person that needs help, I will be more than happy to talk to you, man. So, with that said, I want to throw a quick shout out and a birthday shout out to my man, Brian Zane, who's 36 years old today. So, I want to show him all the love in the world. He is a really good friend of mine, and this podcast wouldn't have been possible without him. He coached me for the last few years, even when I started this in Portland, and he had moved to Reno. Because he's from Portland, but he moved to Reno before I did. Right? So he was in Reno a year or two before I was, you know. Even though I grew up here, you know, point is that he is from there and lives here now. So I would drive down here and get coaching from him. And, you know, so when I came back, you know, I just want to show him nothing but love. Check out his YouTube channel, Wrestling With Regret, all W's. And, hey, man, happy birthday, Brian. I love you, brother. You're a real fucking friend. Also, show some love to Chef Nikki down in... the Valley in LA with her company Mystic Meals and Mystic Spices. Meow. Follow her on all her social media. Check her out. Also, my buddy Jason, who has his podcast on YouTube called Jay Helps the VA. This is a friend of mine that I've known for 25 years. Check his YouTube channel out, and you know, show him love. If you're a veteran, man, show him some love, because he helps you understand all the red tape that goes with insurance and all sorts of shit that you might not realize that you need. So check out his channel. Let's see, John and Chad from the Two-Man Power Trip of Wrestling. Also, my podcast wouldn't be possible without Chad. He's such a good guy, been on the show numerous times. Show him some love. Check out his podcast, Two-Man Power Trip of Wrestling. But they also have the Triple Threat podcast with Shane Douglas on the Russo brand, on the Realm Network. Check out the Realm Network. I'm a Realm member. I'm a brand member. I love it. You get like 10 podcasts a week. The LGBTQ show, the Conspiracy Horseman with Ben Hameen and Stevie Richards. I mean, all sorts of good podcasts. Let's see. Is there anyone I'm forgetting? I just want to make sure. Okay, if I remember anyone, then I remember anyone. But if you want to follow me on any social media, you can tweet me at Punching Grogu. You can email me at rockandwrestlinglocal420@gmail.com, facebook.com/rockandwrestlinglocal420. And you can find me anywhere on Spotify, Stitcher, etc., Apple Podcasts. And you can follow me where I'm most active on Instagram at Punching Baby Yoda. I will never change that name. I'll always be Punching Baby Yoda on Instagram. I've been doing a lot of YouTube stuff. Oh, yeah, check out my YouTube channel, speaking of which. I just did a video about the insurrection that, you know, I just posted. If you want to donate to the podcast, go to Podomatic, my site on Podomatic, and there is a little PayPal link that you can donate to. You can also cash at me at the money symbol, HIPPIPIMP, hippie pimp. And, you know, let me know what you think, how I can make the show better. I'm going to be doing a lot more video stuff with Zoom and StreamYard. So check out some of those interviews that I have coming up. And hey, man, I will see you next week with episode 170. Ciao.